To announce that we've changed the game on the Queen Victoria market. Recently, the Munro site came onto the market. It's a site owned by one family for 104 years. We determined at a council meeting that we would put in an offer for the Munro site, and the ink is just about dry on the contract now. We paid $76 million for this site. We were told that we were not the highest bidder, but to the very great credit of the family, I think they have made a decision to say we are a part of this precinct, we're a part of the Queen Victoria history, we have a proud history on this site, we will make our contribution. And I want to thank the Munro family, because it was a family decision, for agreeing to sell to us even though we were the underbidder. And I will certainly be talking to the family about ways that we can honour their heritage and their tradition on this site. So for instance, you know, naming one of the link ways through Munro Lane would be a start to honouring the Munro legacy on this site. This is such an exciting announcement, because what it does is it gives us more options for the development of the market, and in particular how we might continue the operation of the market as we do this enormous renovation. But perhaps more importantly, it provides inoculation, because it means that we are not vulnerable now on this side to an inappropriate development facing the market. The reason that we have secured this site is it adds to the nearly 14,000 square metres we have up on Franklin Street at the top end of the market, and adds about 6,500 square metres on this element of the market, around 100 metres on Therry Street and around 50 on Queen Street. And we'll now talk to traders about how they want to see that activated, what we might do, what uses it can be put to, but a very, very exciting development for us. Well, you know, we could do, one of the things that traders are very keen about is car parking, you know, and we're quite used to doing deals like, think of QV, where we purchased the site, we nominated a number of developers, we described the outcomes we wanted, and then we handed it over to the private sector. So that's the sort of model we'll look at. That's what we did at Boyd School. You know, we renovated the school, then we went to the private market to say, you develop the open space and you develop the residential apartments, but we want some affordable housing and housing for the disabled. I can't emphasise how important and how strategic this acquisition is. You know, back when Fed Square was being built, the city put in $63 million to that remarkable project, and on the southern end of the city, it changed the way that whole area worked. This is the same sort of game changer at the northerly end of the city. And I believe that was why it was so strategically important for us to acquire the site.
How have we done the acquisition?
Well, there are a couple of ways we can do that. I mean, we have a line of credit from the bank that means that we've got about a year to get our financial model right. We're the only council with AAA credit rated. We will do financial modelling for the financing of the whole Queen Victoria Market site, and we'll roll it into that. And of course, we have, at the moment, very, very substantial cash reserves. So funding it won't be a problem. And we are very happy to make the financial and funding model for the Queen Victoria Market redevelopment transparent and public. We're happy to do that, but this was too important an acquisition not to grab when we had the chance.
Would you see the design as radical as Federation Square was at the time?
No, I think this is a different design. This is a more organic design. I mean, one of the things this gives us some flexibility to do is to return the Ashfield car park to beautiful green open space. I mean, that's Melbourne's first cemetery, and to commemorate that and then to use it in close proximity to the market and then a development here, I think we'll have a different feel from Fed Square. But it will be a major gathering spot, and I think a major activity hub for our city. I expect the development here not just to be about Queen Victoria Market. This is now a precinct plan about how we enliven, how we activate this whole important part of our city while retaining the great jewel that is Queen Vic Market.
What else would you like to see on this side?
On the whole side?
No, on this side here?
Yeah. I think a really active retail frontage to Therry Street. You know, maybe not just at ground level, but also at first floor level. And then there might be residential or office accommodation, you know, above that. Wait till Melbourne Music Week when we're having a music hub in the Queen Victoria Market. But Therry Street will be turned into the most wonderful street market with real activity all up and down during the Melbourne Music Week. So, again...
always people keen to help me.
It's good.
Director of design.
Who was that? The interesting part was the chair of the Traders Association spoke with me on radio this morning, and I think he summed it up. And Con said, "Oh, I can't think of one thing right now. There are infinite possibilities for how we might incorporate this site into the Queen Vic Market redevelopment." And I'm looking forward to talking to traders about their ideas, talking to the management about Queen Victoria Market, talking to the community and the public who love this market and want to see the precinct thrive.
How high do you think you could go on the site? I think there's some limits.
The limit at the moment is 30 metres.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but look, this is a very large site. You know, this is almost half a city block. So it's four separate buildings. As I say, to Ferry Street, it's 100 metres, and to Queen Street, it's 50 metres. So it's a very, very large site.
Would you be?
No, I don't know what the offer was. We were simply told that we were the underbidders for it. We were asked to lift that bid. We had done a fair market value appraisal, both internally, and then we had that independently verified, and we were determined to stick to that fair market value appraisal. And therefore, I think the family have made a remarkably generous decision to say, we want this to be a part of the Munro legacy for the next 100 years as well. And you can be sure I'll be thanking the family both formally and personally for deciding to go in a strategic partnership, really, with the City of Melbourne.
What's the timeline on it, though? When do you hope the building could start?
Well, we settle on the 1st of July next year. What we've done for the whole market precinct is say there are five big building blocks that we think we know what the uses are, and we've been out to the public with that and got public approval for that. Now comes the detailed design of those areas. What this does is add, if you like, an extra building block in there. This is like a sixth area where we'll be saying to the public and the traders and the management of the market, you know, and our own urban design team, what are the possibilities now? The beauty of it is, though, it will interlock with the market. You know, this is now not just Queen Victoria Market. This is a whole market precinct. And that, to me, is the really exciting part. And the city controls it. So that is the strategic acquisition that we've made today.
Do you think you might keep the project under 25,000 square metres so that you could, under the current rules, keep control of it to make it facilitate the development?
I'm not sure what model we will use yet. I mean, with the other models, what we did was we described to the market the conditions we needed to be met and then went to the market to say, if you can meet these, then, you know, we're very happy to hand it over to you. So I will need to go back to our council now and try to work through with all of the stakeholders what we might want to do. Can I tell you, we knew that although it was fair market value, it was unlikely that we would get this site. You know, my expectation was that we'd give it a good crack, but we'd fall short. You can imagine my surprise and my delight when the CEO announced to me that the family had agreed at that price. I mean, I was knocked over because I was coming into this with a fairly pessimistic view, but it wouldn't have been appropriate to go with any other offer but fair market value. Now, the way we use it and the way we partner with the private sector, that's the exciting decision that's ahead of us and the conversations we have to have, particularly with our traders. I mean, they are key here. We need to talk to the traders about what they see as complementing their market. But I can tell you the ones we've spoken to already are very excited about this possibility, not least because, as I said, it inoculates us against inappropriate development.
Do you see residential as a potential component?
Yeah, I think residential could be a potential component of it. I think that'd be a very exciting component, to be honest. You know, you'd be living right on top of one of the most exciting parts of our city, and I think that would be a great element to it. You know, we want to bring people here. You know, we want them to enjoy the market. We want them to enjoy the open space that at the moment is Nashfield Car Park. I predict in 10 years' time, this precinct, much loved and recognisable, will be one of the busiest and most loved areas in the whole city. But talk to traders now, and they'll tell you that patronage is dropping. They'll tell you there are fewer numbers here. And they were the ones who came to me now over 3 years ago to say, if you don't make a substantial investment in our market, don't presume it's going to be there in 10 years. And that would just be a complete tragedy. Well, I think we've made the first step to substantial investment with $76 million on the table for the Munro site.
It's a big check to write. Was it a nervous investment? Or how excited? Did it take you back to when you were...
Worse than buying my first house, you know. You remember that feeling?
Well, we bought a fixer-upper or two, haven't we? But, you know, look, yeah, you have your heart in your mouth, but it's kind of exciting as well, because you can see, you know, at some point, you know, when we were planning the development of this market, we were going to have to spend money. At some point, we were going to have to say, here is the commitment on the table to show you we're serious about preserving and protecting this jewel. I think this is an enormous gesture of good faith from the council to the whole Victorian and Melbourne community about their market.
Just sorry, again, on the financing side, you're talking about raising debt.
Sure.
Is there any chance that you need to raise rates to cover that?
No, we are, I mean, we were, I think, the lowest rating rise in the state at 3.6%. We have prided ourselves on that. I mean, remember that every year we run a capital works program that approximates $125 million. And we have done that over the last 6 years. You know, around us you've seen, you know, three major libraries built, the rejuvenation of Swanson Street. You know, you're seeing a boating hub being built down in Docklands, the Boyd School redevelopment. So there are all sorts of major capital works that we have done along the way. This, no doubt, is the biggest. But the Munro site... too good to pass up on.
So parking fees and fines, no effect on
it? No, that. We don't think we will need to raise revenue elsewhere. I mean, we're in a very fortunate position, as I've said. We run surpluses. We have very large cash reserves. We have a diverse revenue stream through our subsidiary companies of Citywide and Queen Victoria Market. So I think we're pretty well placed as a capital city council. Certainly the bank didn't ask us too many questions. They were happy to give us the money.
The vote, was it, it's confidential, I think the vote, was it, can you say, was it unanimous?
No, I can't say that.
Because it wasn't unanimous?
No, I can't tell you. Sorry, when I say no, I don't mean no, it wasn't. I mean, okay. No, I can't tell you.
Okay.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Excited.